Proverbs chapter number 9 and verse number 10. Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, these are proverbs of the son of David called Solomon. The son of David and Bathsheba called Solomon. This is the young man that the Lord greatly and heavily endowed with wisdom, with understanding, and with knowledge. Now, we need to understand the person, the character, the type of the person who is writing here. There is something that I particularly like about Solomon is how Solomon describes wisdom, how he describes the true and the real wisdom. But if you notice, he is not going into being technical, philosophical. He is not psychological, intellectual, or theological. I like that about Solomon. Come on. If you read this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. All right? He's not going around giving us technical stuff, philosophical, you know, theological things about wisdom, the different types of wisdom, you know, and what a particular wisdom means and deals with. No. Solomon is not doing that. But why is he not doing that? Does it mean that he does not know the different types of wisdom? Of course not. But Solomon understands something, that any wisdom that you possess, if it doesn't lead you to God, it is ultimately useless. If you look at Solomon, he looked at things, he pondered things, he focused, he applied himself to things. And what I like about him, what he gives to us is, most of the things is the conclusion. He brings it to the nub. Solomon brings everything to the nub. It is the conclusion. Any wisdom that any one of us may possess, if that wisdom doesn't lead to God, that wisdom is utterly, absolutely useless. This is why we shall have no business looking at different kinds or types of wisdom. What we want to deal with is that which leads us to God. I say what we want to deal with is that which leads us to God, friends. Now, we have to understand that true wisdom is not cerebral, does not come from the head. True wisdom is not intellectual. True wisdom is divine. True wisdom, it is supernatural. All right? True wisdom is not learned. You don't go to the school of wisdom and learn wisdom. True wisdom is given. Solomon never went to the university of knowledge, never went to the university of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom was given to him by the Lord. Is the church with me today? I say true wisdom is not intellectual. True wisdom is divine. True wisdom is supernatural. True wisdom is not learned, it is given. The word of the Lord says, for the Lord gives wisdom. Do you see that? The Lord gives wisdom. You don't study wisdom. You don't study for wisdom. It is something that the Lord gives. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. From the mouth of the Lord come knowledge and come understanding. That's Proverbs. You can refer to it at home in your own leisure. Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. Friends, there is but only one kind of wisdom that leads man to God. There is but one kind of wisdom that leads man, that leads you and I to God, and that is the fear and the knowledge of the one true God. The fear of the one true God, knowledge of the one true God. Now, that is true and real wisdom. That is true and real wisdom. Any wisdom that does not lead men to God, it is ultimately useless. It will not benefit you. It will not benefit anyone when all is said and done at the end of the day. What would it profit you and me to possess all the wisdom there is in the world, but ultimately and finally to lose our own lives? Notice any other kind of wisdom except for the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Holy One, it does not lead to salvation. There is no salvation whatsoever. There isn't. During the week, Pastor KB said, we need to be cognizant of the fact that when man dies, man takes nothing with him. We came with nothing into this earth, into this world, and we shall surely take nothing with us. No matter how much of wisdom we possess or might have accumulated, it does not lead to salvation. We may be really endowed with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding, but at the end of the day, lose our own lives. This is why the crux of the message of last Sunday was about the one true thing that we ought to pursue. The one true thing that we ought to pursue. Friends, wisdom that is from above, wisdom that is from heaven, that is from God, wisdom is the beginning and the foundation of everything. It is the beginning and the foundation of everything. It is the beginning and the foundation of life itself. The wisdom that we are talking about is the beginning and the foundation of life itself. We can see this clearly in Proverbs chapter number 8. Verses 22 and 23. Proverbs 8, 22 and 23. The word of the Lord says, "The Lord possessed me." This is wisdom. "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way." Please, beginning. Wisdom is the beginning and the foundation of everything. "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old." Before the Lord did anything, the Lord, he made wisdom, all right? He established wisdom. Verse number 23, "I have been established from everlasting." I have been established. This is wisdom. I've been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. Wisdom was there in the beginning, in the foundation. Wisdom was there in the beginning and in the foundation of life itself. Last Sunday, we looked at how the Lord, before he made everything, that the Lord summoned wisdom, that the Lord utilized, he employed wisdom before he did everything. We ourselves are products of wisdom. We are products. Everything that God has made, he made it with wisdom. He did not make anything without wisdom. Now, if we ourselves are made, all right, with the wisdom of God, that means without the wisdom from above, we are nothing. Really, without wisdom, we are nothing. I think some of us, we think, when the Bible says wisdom is a principal thing and in all you're getting, get understanding, we think that is just a cherry on top. No, that's the main ingredient. When it says wisdom is the principal thing, that's not a cherry on top. No. That's the main ingredient. That's the thing that really we need. We need, people of God, wisdom to please God. We need wisdom to live righteous, holy lives. We need wisdom to worship the Lord. We need wisdom to praise him. We need wisdom to live lives that are worthy of the grace that we've been accorded. Without wisdom, we'll always be missing it. Without wisdom, we will always be floundering in the dark. Without wisdom, our lives at the most will be trial and error. Do you realize that it is not the will of God that we should live our lives by trial and error? We live most of our Christian lives by guesswork. There's no guesswork in wisdom that comes from above. There's no guesswork in knowledge and the understanding that proceed from the mouth of the Father. There is no guesswork whatsoever. Oh, hallelujah. Wisdom, friends, is to pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Wisdom is to pursue the knowledge of the Lord. The pursuing of izinto zomhlaba, that's not wisdom. Wisdom is to pursue the knowledge. Wisdom is to pursue the ultimate. We do understand that the earth is temporary. The earth is not permanent. We are going to live with the Lord forever. So it is wisdom to pursue the knowledge of the one with whom we are going to spend the entire eternity with. That is wisdom. The word of the Lord does say that everything as we know it is going to go. Everything as we know it is going to be taken out. Everything, everything. We're going to live in the newness, in the perfect state, in the new earth, where John says, I saw a new earth, I saw a new heaven, I saw a new Jerusalem coming from above. That's where you and I are going to live, and we are going to be forever with the Lord. Now, wisdom is to seek the one with whom we are going to be forever. It is not wisdom to devote, to dedicate our lives to pursuing things that have no eternal value. It is not wisdom. If you aspire to become a president of the country, when you attain it, then what happens? Then what next? It does not mean that when you attain the goal that you so much wanted, then you're going to live forever. No. No. Wisdom is to pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Wisdom is to know the Lord. Wisdom is to understand the Lord. Wisdom is to know the Lord. Wisdom is to understand the Lord. True wisdom is to believe, is to know, is to understand the Lord. True wisdom is to believe Him. It's to believe Him. Isaiah 43 and verse number 10 tells us that. Isaiah 43 and 10 tells us that. Wisdom is to know Him. We have celebrities, we have renowned people, revered people, people that are loved in every nation. But we know that when they come to the end of their lives, everything that they've worked for, that they've worked harder, sacrificed, and did all of these things, at the end of the day, it does not benefit them. It does not benefit them. The only question that lingers is, where is this one spending their eternity? That's the only question that lingers. Everything else does not matter. No matter how popular, no matter how known, no matter how famous, no matter how big, how powerful, how influential, how connected the person was. When they die, everything, nothing benefits them. All their sacrifices, all their works, nothing. All their hard labor, their hard work, nothing benefits a human being at the end of their life. So what is wisdom then? Now you see why Solomon, he doesn't bother himself. He comes right to the end of the matter. Says this is the duty of all men, to fear God and to keep His commands. Fear God. Keep His commands. It's not your labor. It's not your hard labor. It's not your education. It's not your possessions. At the end of the day, what will save your soul? To think like that, that's wisdom. That is the heart. That is the heart of wisdom. Isaiah 43 and 10. The Lord says, "You are my witnesses and my servant whom I have chosen." Listen what the Lord says. "That you may know me, O God. That you may know me. That you may believe me. That you may understand me." This is the Lord talking. He says, "I want you to know me." That means it's possible to know him. He says, "I want you to believe me. I want you to understand me." That means it is possible to understand him. Otherwise, he would not have said it. "I want you to know me. I want you to believe me. I want you to understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me." Wisdom. To pursue to know him. To pursue to understand him. Wisdom. There's no wisdom above that. This is the ultimate. It's the ultimate. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the fundamental thing. Wisdom is the first and the most important thing. The first, the genesis, the first and the most important thing for you and for me. This is why he says the fear of the Lord in Proverbs 1 and 7, he says the knowledge of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. The principal thing, the first and the foremost. When you get born again, when you are 20, you are too late. You are Jimmy come lately, you are too late. Because the salvation is the thing, the first and the foremost thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, the fundamental thing. The wisdom of knowing the Lord, the wisdom of knowing the Lord. It is the very genesis of life. For any one of us, our lives truly begin at the point that we search our hearts to seek God. If we have not come to that point, our lives have not begun. Our lives have not begun. God is not Lord over that life. Our lives begin. You may be 50, you may be 60, you may be 70, but before God, you have not begun. If you have not come to the point where you set your heart, not to seek the big car, not to seek the big house, not to seek the big job, not to seek the big wife, not to seek the big husband, not to seek the big children, but to seek him. Now God says, today in heaven, angels are writing, you are beginning. You are beginning. Wisdom is the principal thing. The fundamental, the first, and the foremost. With all your getting, get understanding. What understanding is he talking about? He's talking about the knowledge of the Lord. We just read it. He says, the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Can you see what is understanding? Divine understanding. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, when you begin to understand anything, it's when you begin to pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Now, God says, now we are beginning to understand. Now, the cobwebs are falling away. The wool is being removed from off of our eyes. Now we're beginning to understand. The knowledge of the Lord is understanding. The knowledge of the Lord is understanding. Jeremiah tells us so in Jeremiah chapter number 9, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah number 9, 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. What wisdom is he talking about? This is carnal, sensual, worldly, human wisdom. You see, that kind of wisdom is nothing before God. The wisdom of books is nothing before God. The wisdom of learning is nothing before God. The accumulation of earthly knowledge, it is nothing before God. Why? Because any wisdom that does not lead men to God, it is ultimately useless. At the end, it will be useless. Any wisdom, if it doesn't lead men to God, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Listen, friends, if it were not so, the likes of Einstein would still be alive today. They could have saved their own lives with their wisdom. Can you see? Ultimately, it is useless. Cannot save. Ultimately, it's useless. Sir Newton, they would still be alive today. And they are ilk. But any wisdom that does not lead man to God. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. How would it benefit anyone to gain everything in this world and lose their own soul? But let him who glories, listen what the, this is God talking. Now the Lord is saying, but let him who glories, let the person who want to boast, God says, I have no problem with boasting. I do want you to boast, but I want you to boast in the right way and in the right thing. God says, I don't mind you boasting, but I want you to boast in this. Now, this is the one thing that I want you to have a boast in, that he understands and know me. God says, now in this you can boast, that you understand me and that you know me, that you understand me and that you know me, that I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and know me. This is God talking. He says, I don't want you to have your boasts in any earthly accumulations, because ultimately is going to become useless to you. When everything is said and done, it's going to become useless to you. Amagugu alelizwe. Amagugu alelizwe. The treasures of this earth. Ayosalema tuneni. Amagugu alelizwe. Now God says, I want you to boast in that you know and understand me. Friends, to know and to understand the Lord, to know and to understand the Lord, to know and to understand the Lord is true wisdom. True wisdom. To know and to understand the Lord. Everything else, like the son of David and Bathsheba, everything else is vanity of vanities. I say, like the son of David and Bathsheba says, that everything else is vanity of vanities. To know and to understand the Lord, that is true wisdom. Is there a wise man among us? Is there a wise man in our midst? Is there a wise woman, a wise person? Is there a person of understanding? That person, God says, that one is the one who knows and understands me. Not the one who claims, but the one that God says, this one knows and understands me. If it's attested to by the Lord, I say if it's attested to by the Lord. Friends, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge, is the beginning of understanding. To fear God, truly we are a man of knowledge. To fear God, truly we are a man of wisdom. To fear God, truly we are a man of understanding. Fearing God. Fearing God is the one with whom we'll have to do when all is over. There is one with whom we have to deal. There's one with whom we have to do. No matter how clever, how intelligent, no matter what we possess, no matter our name, our status, no matter those things, each and every one of us, we will have individually, personally, one by one, singular, we'll have to deal with him at the end. The one who gave us the breath is not yours. The one who into you. And you became a living soul. And you became a living being. Right now you are a living soul. You are a living being. Because of the one who breathed his breath. Now, to know him is true wisdom. To seek for him. To set our hearts to pursue him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. The Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing in all you're getting, get understanding. This means that in all our pursuits, in all our pursuits, we must pursue the knowledge of the Lord. That means pursuing the knowledge of the Lord must precede all our pursuits. Now he says, now we are beginning to understand. When we do that, now he says, now we are beginning to be wise. Second Peter, chapter number 1. It is foolish to seek every other thing first and to seek God last. Pure foolishness. Some of us, we hurry up, wake up in the morning to get ready to go to work and seek God last when we are all spent and worn out and tired. When our eyes can hardly open when we're trying to read the Bible. Foolishness. Should have started with him. Should have started with him. Should have sacrificed everything just to begin with him. Now that is a heart of wisdom. Now that is wisdom. That is wisdom. 2 Peter 1 and 3. The Bible says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now listen to this. This is key, church. Through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him. The knowledge of the Lord is wisdom, is understanding. The knowledge of the Lord is wisdom, is understanding. By the knowledge of the Lord comes true wisdom and true understanding. By the knowledge of the Lord comes true wisdom, comes true understanding. To know everything. To know everything. Remember he says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. So God has already given us all things. Now to know everything that he has freely and graciously given us, we have to know him. This is why it's key in that verse number 3, through the knowledge of him. Without knowing him, we can read these scriptures until the ducks, they come back home to quack. There's a key in the Word of God. He has given us His divine power, has given us all things that pertain unto life, unto godliness, everything we need for life, everything we need for godliness, but this comes by knowing Him. Some of us, we want all of this, but apart from the door that leads to all of this. The door that leads to all of this is the knowledge of Him. Can you see that? The door that leads to everything that the Lord has freely and graciously given, everything we require to live here on earth, everything we require for godliness, there is a door that leads there. And that door is the knowledge of Him. Most of us Christians, we believe and we confess such scriptures, but we leave the door that leads us there. Without knowing Him, it will not happen. It does not happen. It cannot happen. As I'm closing today, Philippians chapter number 3, as I'm closing today, it says, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. I count all things but loss. All things, I count them loss. Why? For the excellence. There is someone who knew the all importance of knowing Jesus. Of knowing Jesus. This was a man who was accomplished. He was accomplished beyond his peers. This is a man who was well educated. When it comes to education, he was educated. I mean, he gives you his credentials. He tells about his mentor, his master, Gamaliel. He tells about all of these things. Now, this is a man who had everything. But this is a man who came to the conclusion that any wisdom that does not lead men to God, it is ultimately useless. When will you and I come to that conclusion? When will you and I come to that conclusion? This man never lacked anything. This man was well connected. When you talk about connection with authorities, to the government, with the leaders of the day, this man was connected. This man was well known. This man could just speak a word, one word. He needed to whisper and things would move. But with all that influence, with all that power, with all that authority, with all that connection, he says, I count all of these things. I count all these earthly privileges that I possess. All these earthly privileges that I possess, I count them loss. For one thing, church, not for many things, not for many things. Martha, 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 you worried about a lot of things. There is but one thing that is needful, church. There is but one thing that is needful, people of God. You don't need a wife, you don't need a husband, you don't need children, you don't need an employer, you don't need a boss. There is one thing that is needful, and I'm telling you, with that one thing, you will never die. In fact, you will live forever. Just one thing we need. One thing we need. Martha, Martha, you're concerned, you're worried, you're bothered, you're vexed about a lot of things. Martha, what is your problem? One thing. Paul says, I count all my earthly privileges. I count them dung, manure. I count them loss. Imagine the things that we esteem. The Bible calls it manure. Please tell your neighbor, what is manure? Manure. All the qualifications and the degrees and the doctorates and all of these things, the Bible says dung. It's manure. It is but dung. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Now that comes to manure, dung. that I may win Christ. He says, take everything from me. Strip me off. And they did strip him off. Every door of privilege shut on him. Every connection turned against him. From being a hero to a zero. At the speed of knots. From being a hero to a zero. He says, I just want one thing. You can take all of these things. I just want one thing. The lady who gave us the amplified version of the Bible says, but more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him. Growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him. Not acquainted with the things of this earth, not acquainted with the things of this life, but acquainted with him. As a lover, I want to be acquainted with the one with whom they are in love. And of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a joy unequaled. For his sake, I have lost everything. And I consider it all garbage. Dung, garbage, manure. So that I may gain but one thing. Gain but one thing. Friends can leave. Friends can leave. Friends with benefits can leave. People can leave with their money. Anything, the bank can close with your money. It does not matter. There is but one thing that no man can take away from you. And that is the one thing that matters. Don't kill yourself for things. Things that at the end of the day, they do not count. Do not kill yourself for things. Things that at the end of the day, they do not count. They count for absolutely nothing. I say they count for absolutely nothing. Friends, the superlative grace and privilege we have been given. Unequaled grace and privilege, unequaled by anything. We've been given to know him, to know. It's a grace we've been given. We don't deserve this. We cannot earn it. We can do nothing to please God for God to give it to us. To know him. The knowledge of Christ is the principal thing. It must precede all our pursuits and interests. The knowledge of Christ is the principal thing. It must precede all our pursuits and interests. Christ must come first. Whatever you pursue, whatever you're interested in, whatever your aspirations, Christ first. Through the knowledge of Christ, we get true wisdom and true understanding. Through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Christ is true wisdom and understanding. He has become for us wisdom from the Lord. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ. That's what Paul says. The excellency. Nothing is more needful. Nothing is more desirable than the excellency of knowing Jesus firsthand. I say nothing is more needful, nothing is more desirable than the excellency of knowing Jesus firsthand, knowing Jesus for yourself. Knowing him personally, experientially, and intimately. Knowing him personally, knowing him experientially, knowing him intimately. Knowing him for yourself, the excellency. Nothing is more excellent, nothing is more needful, nothing is more desirable than that. Let's clap hands for him today.